Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In the year 2000, health officials declared measles had been eliminated in the United States. 19 years later, over 200 cases of measles have been confirmed in more than a dozen states, many in the Pacific Northwest. Today, we report the first case of measles to be reported in Michigan, a travel-related case out of Oakland County. State health officials have posted locations where people may have been exposed to the measles virus. Michigan is one of 17 states that allows parents to opt out of vaccinating their kids for religious or philosophical reasons. And within these states, vaccine rates in some areas can be lower than what health officials feel is ideal. Oakland County has one of the highest rates of vaccine waivers in Southeast Michigan. Bob Swanson is with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, where he directs the Division of Immunization. Bob, as the number of measles cases increases through the nation, how worried are you that we'll have an outbreak in Michigan?
Very concerned. Measles is not a disease to take lightly. It's a very serious disease, and we need to put measures in place just to make sure that we don't have cases.
And which leads us to talk about herd immunity. It remind us what this is and why it matters in slowing the spread of an infectious disease like measles and also protecting people who cannot get vaccinated for medical reasons.
Sure. So measles is a very communicable disease. It's spread very easily to the point that you can have an individual who is ill with measles and they can leave the room and 2 hours later somebody could come into that room and still catch the virus. It's a very viable virus that spreads very, very easily. I've seen different numbers, 95 to 96%, that you need the population to be immune, because herd immunity is the fact that you have a large number of individuals within a community who are immune to a disease. And if you've got large numbers that are immune to the disease, it makes it less likely that that disease will spread from one individual to another. It doesn't get embedded into the community, and we see large numbers spread. So the higher number that we can have vaccinated, which we call herd immunity, the better off we are in preventing the spread to the general public and on beyond. It is important that we keep those numbers up, because there are individuals within the population who can't be vaccinated. Normally, because of medical reasons, they can't be vaccinated. They could have an allergy maybe to a vaccine and can't, or maybe they're immune suppressed on chemotherapy, something like that. They can't be vaccinated. So not only are they susceptible to the disease, but most likely if they get the disease, it's going to be more serious because of their weakened immune system.
Clark County in Washington State is pretty much the epicenter of this Pacific Northwest outbreak, and that's where more than 20% of kindergartners didn't have all their vaccines when they started school. Do we have pockets in Michigan where the vaccination rate is so low that you're worried?
We do. There are areas of the state where our waiver rate, so that's the number of individuals within a school who may have opted out of vaccines, where those waiver rates are higher than other areas of the state. And so that is very concerning to us, that you've got a community where a lot of individuals are opting out of vaccines, and that just takes one exposure that could introduce the disease to that area.
Where are those pockets?
Well, they really are spread throughout the state, and some of them are very, very local, just within a school, that it could be one school that has low rates, but they really are spread throughout the state in some areas. We tend to have higher immunization rates sort of in the southwest corner of Michigan. We're concerned about some of the rural areas that have lower immunization rates as well. So, you know, I can't put my finger on just one spot.
When you talk with parents who are vaccine hesitant parents, they choose not to vaccinate their kids. Where are they getting their information?
It's from a variety of sources. I think that a lot of it comes off the web. And information that's shared among other individuals who are hesitant to get vaccines, that's where a good part of it comes from. There are a lot of other sources, too, but I feel that we've got good, sound information about how effective and how safe vaccines really are. You know, it's one of the biggest public health accomplishments in eliminating these once very threatening, deadly diseases. And we don't hear of them very much. I think that sometimes people that are hesitant about vaccines don't quite understand how serious these diseases can be. We don't have them as often as we did, and so people aren't as afraid. And when they're out of sight, they're out of mind, they don't feel that it's as important to get vaccinated, that it wouldn't be their child maybe that would get sick. But that's very concerning to us at the state.
So how do you effectively get that message to these vaccine-hesitant parents?
We try to do it through different venues, like our I Vaccinate campaign, which we've partnered with the Fring Strong Foundation on. The I Vaccinate campaign is a central place where parents can go for information, positive information about immunizations and facts about immunizations, and learn the benefits of vaccines. The Fring Strong Foundation is set up by a mother and father who were affected by vaccine-preventable diseases and want to make sure that others have the right information to make a good decision about immunizations.
Bob Swanson is with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. He directs the Division of Immunization. Thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.